I got shouting on the mind. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Ryan.
I'm Nick.
And welcome to a special holiday episode of the Eliku Studios Freeware Game Review Podcast.
Talking about Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, Ghost of Christmas Past. Podcast for December 25th, 2011. Oh my god.
Happy holiday.
Day.
I just want to let you know, Nick, I just want to get this up front, that I am currently an enlisted soldier in the war on Christmas.
Okay.
Are you still comfortable having me on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because what is Metal Gear Solid but the story of a war on Christmas?
That's true.
I forget.
That's true.
Yeah.
In it.
I
wow. They were right all along.
It's... So these are Pedunkian games, and I'm serious. Just power through this. We don't want to, you know, you're not listening to this on Christmas when this comes out, because you should be spending time with your family or something.
Your loved ones,
but
in this special time.
But if you are going to grace us and give us the time of your day, we will make this short for you, and then you can go on enjoy your merriment.
They're gonna take like a solid 10 days out of their schedule for Candle Nights.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, they've got... It's going to be a while till you guys hear this one, so.
And then there's the next 10 days, which is Electric Candle Nights 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I am, like, you said electric, and I immediately thought Electric Larry Land.
That was a great Butthole Surfer album. That's the one that had Pepper on it.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid and Metal Gear Solid 2 are parody stealth action games by Mr. Podunkian Lee.
Yep.
He has a first name that I forgot. Famed creator of Not the Underside, because game ain't never coming out.
At this point, his most famous thing might be, depending, it's either a toss-up. People know that it's him when it comes to Metal Gear Solid, but he also made that Flash game that was really popular on Adult Swim, Escape from Puppy Death Factory.
Yeah.
Which in itself was sort of a dog parody of Metroid.
And then Streamers.
He made Streamers?
Streamers is fucking great, because I love swinging.
And then he started to make Streamers 2 for, like, the Ludum Dare, and then it ended when he talked to a guy riding on a giant cock.
Yeah.
The game was also buggy as fuck, because he made it, like, 48 hours in Unity, which he
Ludum Dare. I always wondered if it's actually Ludum Dare and not, like, Ludum Dare or something, because I don't know the etymology of Ludum.
A lot of people actually do ask that question. Not many people know.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, you know, internet, most of the things you see are in text. Yeah, yeah. Like, they asked, what do you call it? Notch did a call into Desert Bus this year.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, all right, this is a big question from the chat. How do you pronounce Mojang? And he was like, well, I guess in my language it would be Mohang, but I only ever intended to type it, so it doesn't really matter how you pronounce it.
Okay, fantastic.
So that is the canon pronouncement of Mohang, is however the fuck you want to pronounce it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to pronounce it Moosh Lab.
That sounds good.
Okay.
So what do you do in Metal Gear Solid?
You
sneak around.
You have the Jolitan radar.
You do have the Jolitan. You have the Novocaine.
And the, what was the solid eye in that game? Was it the Holidai? It was the Holidai.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
You have the sneaking stocking.
Yeah.
You have the Polar Star, which is just a gun with a polar bear face on it.
You fight the milkman, whose milk is very cold and delicious.
You fight... Was he the ghost of Christmas past?
Or I think
the
so.
Ghost of Christmas present?
He was the ghost of Christmas present, because his present was the cold, delicious milk.
Yeah. Because milk goes bad if you don't keep it cold.
In the present.
Yeah. So if we wait till the future, it'll have gone bad.
Yeah. In the past, it's still a cow. They haven't squished it yet.
Yeah. And...
Because that's how they do it. They just, you know, they take the cow and they just squish it right in the bottle.
Yeah.
A whole cow, one bottle.
And that was a squish. Cool thing about that fight and a couple of other instances in at least that game, the second one, because...
That was the second one?
Yeah, that was the second one.
I don't remember the specifics of these games at all.
The first one is you're just sneaking through, like, 12 floors of a
house.
Oh,
the house. And then you get up to the top and, like...
Dude.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Dude.
I just remembered that.
Now they're going to know that... And you accidentally...
Oh, right. You are...
For a while. Until you... I'm going to beep all of this out with Jingle Bells. I just hope you know that.
Oh, God. That's great. Please do that.
I'm doing that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm happy to have made that happen and not unhappy at myself for my own incompetence.
And ruining Christmas games for everyone.
I'm sorry I almost ruined Christmas, guys, but now you get to hear some Jingle Bells.
Yeah. And then if we spoil anything else, I'll cut in the dogs barking Silent Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we not spoil anything else? I don't want to have to listen to that and search for that. I don't want that to be in my Google search history.
It's okay. I don't remember much else unless you jog my memory again.
Okay.
I remember in Metal Gear Solid 2, there's like a child army, and that's why like you pacify them with the Novocaine.
Well, they're all the naughty children.
Right.
That's what it is. And like if they see you, then they cry to their parents or something. It's
that game was like always in European extreme mode, right? Like when you just get seen, like you just game over because they don't want you to fight children.
I mean, that's the thing about it, because they do... more in the first game because it's a lot shorter. Like, the second game was actually pretty long, mostly because there's a lot of going back over old areas, but you know what?
Well, that and...
It's a parody of Metal Gear Solid.
You've also got, you know... I just like the parody Metal Gear Solid boss team. Like, I like the structure of Metal Gear Solid boss teams, which is just like, pick 3 to 5 guys, give them all ridiculous powers, have them vaguely themed together... almost. Give them funny names.
Yeah, and this game just brings it up, because now it's also make everything a Christmas pun.
Yeah.
The bosses are Christmas puns, all the weapons and items are Christmas puns. I mean, they talk about the Jolly-ton radar, which, what is it in the like, in actual Metal Gear?
Soliton.
It's Soliton.
Yeah.
But now it's Jolly-ton. And the mistletoe missile.
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't kill the children. It just knocks them out because they don't like getting kissed by, like, your Aunt Granny.
Aunt Granny?
Yeah.
Oh, poor old Granny.
They're on the cutting edge of uncomfortable kissing technology.
Of ambiguous relatives?
Yeah. It's the synthesized stuff. That's why it's really good.
What?
It's like yesterday, me and Jesse were talking about Dark and Stormy Nights.
Okay.
The drink where you just put rum into ginger ale. And his argument is that it works.
It's just a dark and stormy.
Oh.
The well, nights isn't there.
Oh. Well, it was night, so.
Okay.
It was a night for a dark and stormy. It was
okay.
A dark and stormy.
Yeah.
Okay. So his argument was that it works well because all you're doing is you're putting a spiced liquid into another spiced liquid.
Yeah.
And I was like, so why don't we put the spiced rum into a different spiced rum and get on that double rum train? That should be amazing. Whoa. If you remember it.
So just drink twice as much rum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, they got to be different rums.
Well, yeah.
Because he had Kraken and I got Sailor Jerry.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't buy that big bottle, did he?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
It's okay, whatever.
I got dibs on that bottle.
Oh, okay.
There's a big bottle down at the liquor store. They've only got the one. Like, the normal bottle is like, you know, 3/4 of a liter and it's like $20. This one is a liter and 3/4 and it's like $30.
Yeah.
So that's like an extra liter for $10.
So much more Kraken.
That's so much more for so much less. Welcome to the podcast. We're alcoholics. Merry Christmas, everyone. Family members you don't really know, alcoholism, it's a true holiday.
Yeah, we are full of the holiday spirits. Eggnog.
See, that's the thing. Like, I want to make a buttload of eggnog.
I would like to try my hand at making eggnog. Apparently, I'm going to try to make a cheesecake for Christmas dessert.
Oh, yeah?
Because my uncle's coming up, and he's like... A chefing is what he does.
Yeah.
Which is cool because we're also going to work it out one day. We're going to go back to like the CIA.
Okay.
Because they have their like student kitchens that are just regular ass restaurants.
Yeah.
And he, as an alumni, gets like a mega discount on it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So we're going to go get experimental foods. We'll be on the cutting edge of food.
I mean, And it's not as risky as, like, getting treated in the student hospital or whatever.
Yeah.
The training hospital. But I bet it's not as goofy as that. Scrubs is a good show. Wow.
No, I do not believe that it will...
I'm getting through this podcast on a 12-ounce of Red Bull that I just downed.
Yep. It's kicking in. Okay, so...
let me lick these ice cubes.
I mean, Metal Gear Solid, it's got, like, two things going for it.
It's humorous.
It's super humorous.
And it's also a pretty good game.
And, like, it's well-themed, it's well-put-together, it's got a pretty good script. It's the first one is definitely short enough. You can beat that one in, like, 45 minutes. The second one, I beat it in, like, 2 half-hour sittings.
I want to go back and finish that game. I never finished it.
Oh, you should. You're probably, like, if you played it and did not finish it, you're probably 5 minutes from the
end. Well, I mean, I don't have that save file anymore, but whatever.
But still, it's a short thing. It's the kind of thing that you play near Christmas, and it's pretty great.
It's also fully voice acted.
Yeah.
By, like, two guys, maybe.
No, I think they found one guy online.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it? The Colonel, Tiny Tim, Colonel Tim, voiced by Super Joe.
Oh, yeah?
I don't remember. I haven't played this game since last year. Super I just realized Grenade. This is a Christmas podcast, so we should probably talk about something Christmassy. And here we go.
This is voiced by Super Grenade.
And I know at one point, Podunkian was working on Metal Gear Solid 3, which was going to be in 3D.
Yeah.
The Dead of Winter was the subtitle working for that one.
Okay.
It's not out.
It'll probably get reworked into ride-in slasher. I hope so.
Oh, that would be pretty neat. I mean, it's not out because he started, you know, making games for Adult Swim and actually making money, so good on him. Also, he should be working on The Underside.
I think he did more Buddy Lens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Buddy Lens.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Which was an experiment in the Underside engine for working with, like, procedurally generated weapon stuff.
I think it just used a lot of the assets.
Oh, yeah?
Because I think he was building it from scratch to be specifically like, well, people kind of like Spelunky. I want to do that, but with procedurally generated guns.
Oh, okay.
And that's what that was. And then he was working about, like, well, how about some guns can shoot through walls? We still got to talk about Spelunky, because that's... pretty good game.
Yeah, that game's pretty good.
It's worth playing, which means we should talk about it.
Yeah.
Like Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, it is worth playing. It is a short thing. If you are a fan of the Metal Gear Solid series...
or a fan of Christmas. But yeah, Metal Gear Solid's like a pretty good game, and it's seasonal. Go check it out if you haven't.
Yeah. I'm going to put links to it and put it on Game's website where you can find it and stuff. I'll put that on the show notes. Show notes are found at leakystudio.net/podcast. I just did an upgrade to it. Like, on Tuesday, I was supposed to draw a comic, and I did not feel like it because it had been a long travel day. So instead, I coded and put now comments onto every individual podcast page.
What a ridiculous substitution there.
I know. It took me way less time. And okay. Then I did the comic page the next day anyway. So yeah, check those out. So if you're looking at this podcast online, leave us a comment. That'd be super cool. You can leave that on our site now. If not, you can send us an email, podcast@leakustudios.net. Tell us anything you want to hear. You can find us on facebook.com/leaku. You can try and communicate with us there. That's usually where we'll put events when we have them, which isn't that often. You can find us at Leaku on Twitter. You can find us on iTunes and in Zune Marketplace. If you'd like to subscribe to us there, if you'd like to leave us ratings or comments, that would be super appreciated. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's all the things.
Getting better at this. Just streamlined it. Like a fat kid in a sled made of lard.
No, what you do is you get one of those big sheet trays, right?
Yeah.
And you take it and you lard up the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And that's your sled.
Okay.
That's your greasy sled. You take that down the Crisco stairs.
All right, we done?
Nobody sees me.
Nobody sees you.
I hope they do.
We're done. Go enjoy the holiday.
Have a good one.
And we'll see you
next year. That's all. Cool story, right?
Yeah.
A guy says things sometimes.